Greetings in Jesus' name on this 27th day of July, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the low 70s outside, and it's going to be an absolutely beautiful day. Maybe a little bit of rain, but it's going to be a beautiful day. We're actually experiencing smoke from the western wildfires, and the sun is just barely peeping through the smoke, and it is very, very unusual. When you look out and realize that all the way from the western part of the United States and Canada, smoke has infiltrated our area. But it's not that bad. You can smell it, but it's not that bad. They say it's a bad air quality, but we're continuing on, and we're grateful to the Lord. We're busy about the Father's business, wide open for Christ and different projects that we have going on. Today we're setting a generator and putting pipes in the ground, making French doors and painting, and just so many different projects in and around the ministry. Busy in my office here this morning studying the Word of God and being about the Father's business in the areas of preparation for Sunday school this upcoming Sunday. And it's just the ongoing work of the ministry. And we're grateful for it. And we appreciate your prayers and your love and your financial support as we plow on for the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to take the Word of God with me and look in the book of Psalms. And when you find your place in the book of Psalms, I want you to look with me in Psalms 43. Psalms 43 and verse number 5 says this, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." When the psalmist gets to the end of this great chapter in the Word of God, he asks himself some soul-stirring questions. The first question that he asks it to his soul. And he says to his soul, "Why art thou cast down?" And why is it that you're experiencing this? This is a question that is a permeating question, a penetrating question, when you begin to think about it. And to me, as I read it this morning and studied it, and then as I'm preaching now and teaching the Word of God, it is a piercing question. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why is it? Why are you experiencing what you're experiencing? Why is it that your soul is disturbed? Why is the soul of all of our souls, why are we cast down? A question that deserves to be answered. Is it something that you're going through? Is it something that you're experiencing in life? Have you had a family catastrophe? Has there been a death in your family? Has there been a financial dilemma that you have experienced? Are you having struggles internally? Are you mentally not where you ought to be? Why is the soul of man cast down? And then he says this, "And why art thou disquieted within me?" Why are you murmuring and growling and complaining? Why is it? Why is all this happening? And it's something that we have to consider today as we go out throughout this journey of life. It's something we have to consider. What's the answer? Well, the answer is found in the next three words of Psalms 43, verse number 5. Hope in God. That's the answer. Hope in God. And when we hope in Him, our soul is lifted up and it's not cast down anymore and it's not disquieted within us. As we hope in God and we praise Him. He is the health of our countenance. He heals our countenance that's downtrodden, that's experiencing great calamity. And He causes us to be uplifted. Hope in God. May today be the day that is your life is transformed. Many of you driving home from work today, and you've possibly experienced your soul being cast down. May you hope in God, and may you receive a new invigoration to serve Him in spirit and in truth. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.